We were talking about the idea of really trying to do what we can to incentivize the Edom to come. Somewhat humorous, but also serious, that the first thing that they did was throw a big kiddush for all of the witnesses, that they should be able to, you know, enjoy themselves, not just spiritually, but physically. This is a dual existence we have here in this world. And then also to give people a little bit of an ability, kivnei ha'ir, that they should have alpayim ama l'chol ruach, that they shouldn't just be stuck, you know, in one place, but to be able to see some of the sights, some of the things that there are to see, you know, when it comes to, you know, coming to Yerushalayim. Okay, so on that note, the parak continues with the process of interrogation of the witnesses. Now, Edus of Kiddush HaChodesh, as we know, it's a very serious business, but this is nothing compared to what the Edim had to go through. The Mishnah in Masach the Sanhedrin, the fourth parak of Ketzad Ma'ayman Es Ha'edim, they would literally threaten the witnesses and make, you know, because people's lives are hanging in the balance. So this is a little bit different. But they would ask them, as you'll see, very detailed questions. So this is Mishnah Vav, Ketzad Botkin Es Ha'edim, Zug Shabar Rishon. Let me make a note right away. It was first come, first serve. So they didn't, like, you know, sort of like take a look at the witnesses and say, yeah, you know, you two guys with the nice-looking hats or whatever it was. It was whoever came first. So there wasn't, profiling that went on. So Zug Sheba Rishon, Bodkin Oso Rishon. First come, first serve. Machnis is a Gadol Shebahem, and you bring the senior of the two witnesses in, Ve'omrim Lo, and more, Ketzad Reises HaLevana. What did it look like? Lifnei Achama or La'achar Achama? We'll see, there's a right and wrong answer to this question, as everybody here knows. Litzvono Ledroma, Kamaya Gavoa, how high was it? La'ayin hayanota, what was the angle exactly? V'chama hayarachav, what was the approximate width? So if he says, im amar lifnei hachama, which I'll explain in a second, lo amar klum. So the Tiferes Yisrael says that we all know that the moon is not an independent source of illumination, right? The moon reflects the light of the sun. So if the person will testify that the sun was oriented closer to, so to speak, the dark side of the moon. Now, as we all know, the moon doesn't have a light side and a dark side. It only has green cheese. No, the moon is the same, no matter where you are, right? But the point is that the way that we see it, it reflects the light of the sun. So the whole point is that if they say that the sun was aligned to the dark side of the moon, so then we say, no, this can't be right. So that's like an automatic disqualification. Okay. You know, we give them credit for being honest, but not for actually having seen the moon. They must have seen, you know, like, you know, a UFO or something. So, lo amar klum. V'achar kach, to get everything right, hayu machrisin asasheni yubot kinoso. So they'd bring in witness number two, and they would interrogate him separately, okay? So yim nipsu divrei mechuvanim. So it turns out that they're basically describing the same thing. Now here, I should note that the Gemara points out that it doesn't have to be exactly the same. So, like, for example, if there's a relatively small discrepancy in terms of the way they describe the height of the moon, that's acceptable because reasonable people, fair-minded people, might describe these things a little bit differently. People estimate things a little bit differently. So that's all within reason. So that's called the Divrei Mechuvan and Medusan Kayemes. Now, what are you going to do with the other 39 sets of witnesses or 100 sets of witnesses, whoever's there, right? They're going to feel really badly. It's like, you know, running a raffle at a youth event. And, you know, you have the one kid who wins, and then you have like 30 kids who go home crying, you know, and they never want to come to a youth event again. So, like, what do you do with all these people, right? So, this is actually very important, you know, in general in life, the sensitivity. So, Sharkol Azugo Sholin Osan Roshe Dvarim, Losha Yutrichon Lalahan, Yel Kadesh Lo Yetsu Bepache Nefesh, Bishvil Sheyurigilin Lavo. So, you can't send them back without feeling like they contributed something. So they wouldn't have to go into such great detail. You wouldn't have to ask them as if you were really relying on their testimony, but you'd ask them, what did you see? What was it like? Where was the moon? So you'd do Rashi Prakim so that they would feel that they mattered. They should feel good about themselves that they came. Because if you send them back and they say, yeah, they didn't really need us. You know, so if it's jury duty, so then people are very happy, right? They got dismissed. You have people trying to wiggle their way out of it, you know, claiming that they support the death penalty for jaywalking and stuff like that so that they can, you know, go home. But nobody feels good about coming in to do Kiddush HaChodesh and then they say they didn't even bother talking to me, you know. Even if they understand, you know, people feel badly and we want to incentivize people to come. So you put it sort of in aggregate and what you have is multiple instances of incentivization. You have the food, the sudos gedolos, Number one, you give them Tchum Shabbos, make them like B'nai Ha'ir, and then also you take the time to ask them questions. So this is a very important sensitivity. You want to make sure that people feel valued in the halachic context. So the next Mishnah says, based on the testimony of the two witnesses, you don't need any more than that, Rosh Besdin Omer Mekudash. This is based on a Din D'Oraisa. The pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe Esmo Adi Hashem al B'nai Yisrael. The head of the Besdin is considered to be Memako Moshe Rabbeinu. V'cholam Onim Acharav Mekudash Mekudash. Everybody actually has to answer Mekudash Mekudash. Why do they have to answer? That too is based on a Din D'Oraisa. Ilam Mo'adei Hashem Asher Tikru'u Osam, plural, Bimbo Adam, Osam, Atikru Osam Ela Atem, that the Jewish people have to say it. So there's this kind of a choreography going on between the Av Bezdin, who's Bimako Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the other people who are present, who say Mekudash Mekudash, who represent Klal Yisrael. So the view of the Tanakhama is that whether it's Chaser Malay, even if you know that this night is going to be Rosh Chodesh, because you only have the possibility of a 29-day month or a 30-day month, 28 and 31 are impossible. So once you move past, right, into 30, right, so then you know the next night is going to be Rosh Chodesh. They say you still do the process of Kiddush HaChodesh al Piyariya. We don't paskin that way. We actually paskin like Reb Lazar Rebbe Tzadok, who says, Im lo nira bismano in bekachino so shekvar kidshu shamayim. Then in such a situation, we consider it to be that Hashem organized events that we don't actually have to go through the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. So it should just be noted that whenever, Dr. Shess? Yeah, so that's a good question. The Tzedukim, we know from the discovery, actually, fairly recently, of the Dead Sea Scrolls, had a completely different calendar. I don't claim to be an expert in everything, but they had a predetermined calendar every single year, and it was based on this idea of Mimachoras HaShabbos. They also marked the holidays at somewhat different times, so they had a completely different way of doing things based on their own understanding of the Psukim. And again, you know, we know about the entire mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh only because of the Torah Shebaal Peh. They don't have any of this, right? So they just say, Mimachoras HaShabbos, so, you know, then they start counting. So, and everything was set up really around that. And again, there were discoveries, I think, really in the last year or two, I can't remember exactly, where they found documentation of their actual calendars that they had, and people deciphered these things, you know, in the general Qumran area. So everything was planned out, but it didn't look exactly like our calendar. So again, there's actually been a lot of recent finding on that. So in any event, we paskin that once you get past 29 days, once you have a month which is Malay, so you don't have to go through the process of Kiddush al-Piyariya, that's called Kiddush al-Yedei Shamayim.